Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 209 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour or so to keep you entertained. This is probably the last one before Christmas because I probably won't have one next week because I'll just be in a mess all week and just be food overload and all the rest of it. But this week, to keep you entertained, I've got some glam stuff like Great White and some new stuff from the likes of Witch Vomit. And some golden oldies from the likes of Death. But to kick things off, here's a band who are playing Belfast on Friday night. This is I Hate God with Blank from Take As Needed for the Pain.
Run both feet through. In your fight. to drugs, suffering from addiction 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 to drugs, drugs, alcohol.
Heavy start there. I Hate God First with Blank from Take It's Needed for the Pain, playing Belfast Friday night with Goat Whore, Elder Druid and Prison Bitch. So it should be a good night. Hopefully people get the last train. And straight off that was Magruder Grind with Pulverizing Hate Mongers. Ah, serious band that, just a minute and a half of flat out grind. You gotta love it. So let's take her down a notch, been digging through the records and the 7 inches and whatnot, and took a wee glam turn last weekend. So here's Cats and Boots with Shotgun Sally.
Genocide, woman to the east.
the following Cats and Boots. That was Great White with All Over Now. That was from the well, it was the live version I was actually listened to from the Great White live album. Jack Russell died there recently. Head case by all accounts after watching that glam thing on Paramount. Yeah, good stuff though, all the same. So a request then from Christopher Osborne and a new one to me, Eternal Storm. And There Was a Wall from a Giant Bound to Fail from an album earlier this year. Enjoy this one. We'll be right back. Another new one of Noisy Lads, that's Witch Vomit with a track called The Black Wings of Desolation from the Funeral Sanctum album released this year as well. Black and death metal scenes are both are in rude form, so they're pushing out some really great stuff with the Blood Incantation album this year and the Ulcerate one. It's been a heavy year, it's been great. It's only a couple of old ones. Fudge Tunnel, I've seen Neil Baum of Reform without Alex Newport. He's too busy in California producing and being out of the music scene, actually playing as it seems. So this is a track called Grey, which comes from the Fudge Tunnel album Creep Diets, which should have propelled them to bigger things, but it never really happened. But anyway, this is Grey.
Let's go.
Straight after Fudge Tunnel, that was Porno for Paros featuring Perry Farrell after Jane's Addiction split up the first time. That track was called Pets. And they released a couple of albums and I think it done quite well. According to the playlists on YouTube, one, it's 3 million plays and stuff, so it's not exactly unheard of. So another couple of heavy ones coming up. Will Haven, a band I haven't thought of in a while. I just was digging through Discogs actually, and then the name came across and I thought, oh, I'd better check them out again. So this is from the Carpe Diem album. This is a track called Alpha Male.
Running, yeah, running, but your mask up, it's gonna make you die.
following Will Haven, that was Cave In with Juggernaut from Until Your Heart Stops from 1998. And I see they're actually playing that album next year at Roadburn. Would probably be interesting to see. And Will Haven, they're still out and about. They played Belfast once many years ago. Can't remember much about it. I think I've got the ticket for it about here somewhere. So moving on, another request from Christopher Osborne. This is Solstice Fear with a track called Silver Refer from the album Birdrimin, Icelandic band, played here few years back. It was probably about 5 or 6 now. It was around Christmas time as well, if I remember rightly. And great, great band, well worth checking out. So sit back and take this one in. Thank you.
to Florida. And I'm gonna bowl me a perfect game. I'm gonna cut off my leg down in Florida. And I'm gonna dance one-legged off in the rain. Well, they say the Sydney Poitier was a blind man. And they say that LBJ was a Soviet Jew. I said that when I go down to Florida way, there ain't no kind of sexual healing that I would not, should not, or could not do. Say this right here. Well, I'm moving down to Florida. And you know that I'm gonna have to potty train the chairman Mao. And I'm gonna make the governor write my doo-doo a letter, child. And then I'm gonna grind me a White Castle slider out of India's sacred cow. Well, I'm going down to Florida, child. And I'm gonna build me the atomic bomb. I'm gonna hold time hostage down in Florida, child. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do, stepchild. By this time, I guess you figured out about Florida. Turn the muddy water into Vaseline stained. Maybe making tadpoles the size of Mercury's in Florida. That be telling Julio Iglesias what to sing now. Well, whoever said this Sydney Poitier was a blind man, knew the same of Elvis Presley too. Cause all the sausages that dance like Ray Bolger on the hood of a car in a traffic jam. No, just exactly what you do right here.
Complete madness after Salsa Affair was another request, and that was Moving Down to Florida from the Butthole Surfers from their Rembrandt Pussy Horse album from 1986. Hasn't been a much more demented band than that. I keep meaning to try and find their discography, or their biography, sorry, and have a read on it. Seems it's complete madness. So next up with two dedications to two guys that left us far too young. First up, Chuck Schuldiner from Death, died 13th of December 2001, so 23 years, quite a while ago now. And this is a track called In Human Form from the Individual Thought Patterns album. Following Death, that was Sanctuary with Arise and Purify from the year The Sun died from 2014 and World End died in 13th of December 2017. Only got to see Sanctuary once and it was all around about 2017. I think I seen them, was at a Hellfest, thankfully, but there you go. So if you're thinking about not going to see somebody, go and see them because it may be your last chance. You never know when these things happen. So thanks very much. And it's been another great year, and thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great Christmas and a happy new year, plenty of turkey and presents and drink and sweets and whatnot. So I'm going to end with Rocky Erickson with Sputnik, a man that led a tragic life and schizophrenia and electroconvulsive therapy and all sorts of madness. There's a couple of documentaries about him on YouTube well worth checking out. Started off in the 60s with the 13th floor elevators. Big hit and then nothing, and then just a life of just tragedy, really. And finally died there about 5 or 6 years, I think, ago it was. And now one of them classic sort of get more famous after the event, you know, like all the great artists. But anyway, till next time, look after yourselves.